The vessel Bloodgullet took longer than expected to reach the ford. Overhanging trees, narrow banks and outcrops of rock had to be negotiated to ply the ship upriver. Visca was forced to admit that whilst a ship at sea could be fleet and nimble, forcing it upland through a woodland river was no easy task. The Golden Fox took command of the operation. He did not spare the rope's end with tardy paddle pushes, driving them to their limit with lashes, blows and curses. The crew sweated and toiled throughout the night, scratched by foliage, lashed by their captain, and plagued by midges and stinging insects. It was back-breaking work. Whenever a rest was called, the vessel would drift backward with the current, and the anchor would have to be dropped. The sun had been up for some considerable time, and there was still no sign of the path or the ford. Visca kicked the waterfall, who slumped to the deck with fatigue.
"Get up on your unker's, hairy mouse. Are you sure this is the right way to the ford place?"
The waterfall was hungry, sick to his stomach and resentful. He curled a lip at the Bloodgullet's captain.
"Ha! Which way can this river go except to the ford, eh?"
Visca hauled the unfortunate beast up by the rope which was tethered about his neck. He bit the waterfall's ear until his victim squealed with pain.
"I never asked you for smart remarks, just a straight answer. So, are we bound the right way for that ford?"
The waterfall whimpered as he nursed his torn ear.
"Yes, yes, it is the right way, sir, I swear it."
Even as he spoke, one of the vermin, who was in the water, hauling on a head rope, sang out.
"There's some sort of path crossing the water up ahead. Captain, this river's getting shallower."
Visca Longtooth released the rope, letting the waterfall slump to the deck. He patted the wretched beast's head.
"Well done, Bucko. You was right. That'll be the fords."
The Golden Fox glanced about at his crew as he called out a halt.
"Drop anchor and moor it to the bank."
There was an audible groan of relief from the vermin crew. They flopped down, panting and gasping from their night-long efforts. Visca knew they were totally exhausted. He was artful at dealing with his creatures to get his own way.
"Used to, ball and wedge. Stop here to guard the ship. All the rest of you, get ready to march by mid-morning."
Visca put on his dangerous smile, watching the crew for signs of protest or rebellion. They hung their heads in sullen silence, not even daring to sniff or mutter. Visca strode up and down, nodding.
"Good, good. I gives you me word that by tonight you'll be feasting like kings and sleeping in Redwall Abbey. So, what do you says to that, me buckos?"
He strode off to his cabin, not waiting for a reply, knowing that they would do as he ordered, or die. Pausing at the cabin door, he turned, pointing at the waterfall.
"Jungo, you're in charge of that'n. Make sure he don't try to escape."
Jungo hauled the vole over by his neck tether.
"I'll watch him like a mudder duck with an egg, Captain. Ahoy, hairy mouse. You knows how mudder ducks watches their eggs, don't you?"
The waterfall shook his head.
"No, sir."
Jungo knocked him flat with a swift kick.
"They sits on him like this."
This ends Disc 4.